Sherry. Hi, Sherry. What's on your mind, ma'am?
Hi, Dr. Wright.
Hello, ma'am. What's on your mind?
Okay. So, my husband had chemotherapy, his first one, with immunology therapy along with it. And he has these hiccups from it and spasms. So we called in, and they gave him baclofen, 10
yeah.
mg. But they're not subsiding. Do you have any suggestions?
Yes, I do, ma'am. Two of them. One, I hope you don't need, but just in case, two of our doctors at Tahoma Clinic, Dr. Sherman and Dr. Lampson, half their practices are working with people who have cancer, some of whom have chosen chemotherapy, some of whom have chosen a combination of chemotherapy and natural, and some of whom have decided to go all natural. They work with them, and they have been working with people with any of those choices literally 20 or 30 years now. So if I'm not able to help you with the next thing, ma'am, I'd suggest that you consider checking in with one of them, because I'm pretty sure they have run into this. I haven't. I don't see them as they do, 50% of my practice with cancer patients.
Okay,
but the thing you might try, ma'am, is it called the bartender's remedy. Now, if you've heard of this, you let me know. But I have heard from people over and over again that it stops hiccups from just about any source.
Okay.
And that is something you can find in your state liquor store called Angostura Bitters.
How do I spell that?
Angostura.
Okay.
It's an alcoholic beverage, all right, but it's bitter. That's why it's called Angostura Bitters. And that was published years ago. After some researchers found that most of the bars in their area were recommending Angostura bitters to people with hiccups, and it always worked, so they tried it on people who had hiccups from other sources, and what do you know? It worked for what they called intractable hiccups of all sorts.
Perfect. Okay. Great. All right. Is that it?
That's it, ma'am. So hopefully the Angostura bitters will work, and if not, I'd check with one of these docs who's seen it before.
Thank you very much, Dr. Wright. You're always a wonderful source. Have a good day.
You're welcome, ma'am, and thank you for the remark, and thank you for listening. I appreciate it.